Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Kevin Willis. Some Kentucky teachers are rolling up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine ahead of schedule. Kentucky's initial rollout plan for school employees wasn't scheduled to start until February, but some communities have enough vaccine on hand to let educators and support staff jump to the front of the line. In this report, Lisa Autry speaks with some of them at a vaccination site in Bowling Green.
Back-to-school immunizations have new meaning in the COVID-19 era. It's not the students getting vaccinated, but their teachers. While the state is still rolling out the vaccine to healthcare workers and long-term care residents, some counties have moved to the state's next phase, which includes educators and all school staff, such as custodians, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers. School personnel from Warren and Simpson counties are now getting the vaccine by appointment only at a mass distribution clinic operated by the Medical Center in Bowling Green.
How are you today?
Doing great.
What's your name? Perfect. Ms. Grubb, thank you for coming by today.
A school secretary this week checked in at the Health Sciences Complex on the Medical Center campus where vaccinations are taking place.
So this is going to be for the Moderna vaccine. It's going to be a two-dose system. Your first one's going to be today.
The Kentucky Department of Education says it's aware of at least six school districts that have offered the vaccine to some school personnel, including Bowling Green and Warren County. Kentucky Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack said this week some districts worked with local health departments to vaccinate school staff earlier than anticipated.
I am here today to just help everyone. It's been a long haul, and it's time for it to be over.
Lori Dubree is a school nurse at Lost River Elementary. She's grinning behind her mask and snaps a picture holding a sign that says, "I got my COVID-19 vaccine," almost like a participation ribbon for teachers.
We made an appointment on text message and came on in, got signed up. The nurse introduced himself and told me what he was going to do, told me a little bit about the vaccine, took the shot, and gave me an appointment to come back, and I took my picture, and we're done.
Across the room, Michael Wicks is getting his injection of the coronavirus vaccine.
So it is going to be a little sore for the next couple of days, but it is normal. Small poke. Good job.
Wicks is the principal of South Warren Middle School. He says he hopes having school employees vaccinated will put more parents at ease about sending their children to school.
I would hope that that it would just make us all feel better about just getting back to normal as much as we can, as soon as we can, for the sake of our kids and for the sake of everybody.
Katie Kilburn is in a waiting area where people are observed for 10 minutes post-injection for any negative reactions to the vaccine. Kilburn works at a daycare at Greenwood High School.
I work with anywhere from infants to age 4 or 5, and, you know, I do not want them having the risk of getting it, and I feel like one of the steps to prevent that is by me just getting the vaccine.
Kilburn has personal reasons for getting the vaccine, too. Her mom contracted the virus after Christmas and was sick for 3 weeks.
The first thing that happened was her lungs were starting to hurt, and she could feel it in her chest, and she would cough. She couldn't really stand up without feeling like she had to catch her breath. She lost her taste. She lost her smell, and she still doesn't have that. So I'd say she had just about every symptom you could think of.
Education Commissioner Jason Glass says the Kentucky Department of Education has no authority to make the vaccine mandatory for school employees and hasn't heard of any move from the governor's office to require it. Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack says the state is committed to giving all K-12 staff who want the vaccine at least one opportunity to receive it by the end of February. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.